Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda.
Chemda and Keith, Ashton writes. My name is Ashton. And I've been
Hello, Ashton.
I've been listening to Keith and the Girl since I was about 13 years old, living in a small Indiana town where I always felt like an outcast. I am now 24.
We did not allow you at 13. So allegedly, you've been listening for that long. It's good to know you starting about 6 years ago. Thank you.
I'm now 24, living in Florida, so not much of an improvement. Oh, well, LOL. I want to say thank you for the years of entertainment, inspiration, and help. You've been there for me even when no one else has. At this point in my life, I'm not in contact with my family. I'm going through a tough breakup and struggling day to day with my own happiness. But even on the worst days, your show is what helps bring me out of the darkness. I know that I could turn on an episode and it'll help me not focus so much on my personal struggles for a little bit. That's right. Sometimes you got to get out of your own head and think, what's going on in the head of psychotic multimillionaires? You know, that's where we come in. I remember sitting in the car with parents as a kid, putting my headphones in and just listening to episodes of Keith and the Girl. You have always been my escape from the shit that's going on around me and continue to help me through all the struggles of life. I hope one day that the world isn't so fucked and there can be more in-person Keith and the Girl events so I can hopefully come and meet you all to say thank you in person for being the only sign of hope that even when shit hits the fan or fills Chemda's pants, that you can rise above and come out even stronger.
Oh, good. The guest already knows what's happening to me. You're caught up, Kenise.
I love you both and hope for many more years of the first and most important podcast in history. Thank you, Ashton.
Ashton, that is really, really incredible. I give a lot of shits for that.
Hopefully
not in my pants. Yeah. But can I comment really quick about 13-year-olds that listen? Mm-hmm. And I know that I think at 13, yes, it's up to your parents what they think you're ready for and blah, blah, blah. But I do remember my brother at around the age of 12 starting to listen to Howard Stern and recognizing the importance of Howard Stern pushing back on his bosses and pushing back on what he can say and being controversial. And I don't think that he was too young for that. I think it actually shaped and helped him be an entrepreneur and helped him be successful to see that adults can speak regular and can speak about topics and speak them in reality, not in this fake tone, in this fake voice. So I appreciate the people who are teenagers and started listening, even though it's like a little out of your range. And even though I'm allegedly thinking all of this, and of course, technically that's bad and you're bad and everything's bad and come back when you're 18. Thank you.
Yeah, I remember when I first started listening to Dice and I'm like, nobody's talking about the ass mountain cunt. And he is. You know, it kind of opens your eyes. Let me mention this. This Saturday, we have two events. You can always check out our events at keithandthegirl.com/calendar. Saturday at 7 p.m. Eastern time, meet Chemda and Xerxes at the production meeting for Silent Trailers. That's where they come up with those crazy categories that make no fucking sense, right? I want to see how that works, but they keep catching me when I try to sneak in because I play the game, of course. So I can't say. But what the fuck? If people are in this production meeting, Chemda says a category they all seem to agree on, and then they're like, that's not how we said it.
In their defense, I might butcher some of the categories, but I think I do it in a fun, gentle, loving way.
Get details for that at keithandthegirl.com/tickets. Then at 8 p.m. the same day, Saturday, we're premiering a new video on YouTube. Watch and comment along with us as we watch the competition between me and Doug Benson. You know him. Doug loves movies, getting high with Doug. I do a lot of drugs, Doug. Gilbert Gottfried, you know that smooth voice, it's unmistakable, he'll be there. Lacey Goranson, Becky from Roseanne, then Becky from The Conners. Wendy Starling, new mom. She's,
that's right.
I mean,
pregnant.
My goodness. Yeah, she's pregnant. Fingers crossed if you can say it that early. But I mean, she gave up being a sugar baby. She gave up having men lick her piss off the floor.
And we don't know about that second part. We don't know about that.
If she gave it up or if it happened.
Yeah. If we gave up. No, we know it happened. She showed us a picture. We don't know if she gave that up.
Oh, well, this kid's going to have a hell of a book one day. And Nikki Bond will be there as well. UCB, America's Got Talent. This will be free on the Keith and the Girl YouTube channel. Just subscribe and hit the bell right now, and they'll let you know when that is. Okay, so Saturday, two events, keithandthegirl.com/calendar. Today's guest, it's their second appearance. Very excited. She's been on The Tonight Show, Vice News, and the new album recording is the 29th of this month at Union Hall here in New York City. Kenise Mobley. Hello, Kenise.
Hello. Oh, we've got to change the album recording.
Okay.
I have to change it because I... No, I'm doing the Netflix is a Joke festival, and there's a taping, and it happened to be at the same time as my album recording, so I had to move it. So I'm so sorry.
What's the date?
So where is that?
So the Netflix is a Joke festival is taking place on the 27th of April in Los Angeles, and I'm not sure exactly about its precise venue, but my new album recording date is July 22nd. Two shows, early, late. It'll be over the top. It'll be ridiculous.
Nice. Okay. July 22nd. Done. And now I'm free on the 29th. What is better than making plans and then the other person changes at last minute, right? Because I would have been there. But this is great news. Today is International Asexuality Day.
Hmm.
I don't know how you celebrate, you know, but I wish I was asexual. Today we celebrate and recognize our asexual siblings and everyone who falls on the spectrum of not fucking. You are seen, this thing says, you're valid, and you are who you are. I feel like it's the ultimate humble brag. If I didn't constantly have the urge to have sex, the shit that could get done. So why is it so bad to be asexual? Because other people are just find somebody who isn't into sex too much.
Yeah, but most people are. And right now, there's not really a lot of understanding about asexuality. So you're just kind of seen as a freak, as in whenever people learn about like this new person who doesn't have what we have. First, we call them freak. Then we're jealous of them. Then we do movies about them. Like it is like a weird progression that we do. So you went right to jealousy, which I understand. I understand because I think that our fantasy is to not fantasize anymore and to just to be present, to not think about sex, the bad decisions that you make because you might be attracted to someone or I don't know.
Picture just passing somebody hot on the street and not care. Oh, my God. That'd be fantastic.
Some of these people do have, like, an aesthetic appreciation for other people. They just, like, they would pass the hottest person in the world on the street and be like, that person, I see, that is a very beautiful person. But then their genitals do nothing at all. There's no reaction.
Nothing. That's like going to a museum. The whole world becomes a museum.
Yeah.
It sounds, you know, I don't
some of these paintings in museums, I thought they just whacked off on walls, you know? I thought, like, look, it sex is everywhere. But I see what you're saying. You can just stare at it.
Also, the world is made up of, you know, sexual desires. All commercials are, you know, sexuality is put into everything. And so you might be in a world where it's like, what are you people doing?
Yeah.
You know, and just feel outside just for that. Just be like, why did you have that response? Why do you even care? You know,
but is it like to me, it would be like quitting drinking and then seeing, you know, news, movies, all this. Everybody's drunk and falling over shit. I don't go, what kind of world is this? I know that kind of world and you don't have to be part of it. Do asexuality people see movies and TV shows and be like, it's too bad you have to stick with this disease.
I think from what I've heard, it's the experience of like your whole life. You've been told that true validation comes from a romantic love, but also the physical incarnation of that.
Right.
So like your whole life, it's like, so I guess I'll never be fulfilled since I never felt that way. And it's one thing that I find really interesting is the people who are asexual, but are romantic. So it is like a,
I love that one
novel where it's like, they love people very much and they love very deeply, but nothing below the belt. We're going to hug. We're going to take walks.
But that means that you can find a partner based on partner information, not based on
ass.
You rocked my world and, you know, you're in this kind of shape. And when you get out of this kind of shape, this will be like a big deal or whatever. That means that like you.
You give flowers.
I know we're romanticizing this too much. I know that we're wrong.
That's what the day is. It's to celebrate it, not think of it like it's horrible. It's fucking great. Give somebody flowers.
It's not
they
fucking
give
fucking great.
It, right, it's great. Give somebody flowers. They give you a poem and you shake hands. That is, and then no worries after that. That is how great is it? Nothing on you. Itches, you know. It sounds fan fucking tastic. I feel like asexual people would have to be smarter.
Why?
Right, because you have more time.
Some people have all the time in the world, and they're big old dum-dums.
All right. All right, so some of you are dumb, she's saying. Okay.
I think some of every group is dumb. In every group, there's dumb people.
I wouldn't think asexuality, but...
But
maybe.
You're thinking maybe. Of it as like sex demotivates you, but sometimes sex motivates someone. There are a lot of guys, and I'm sure a lot of women, but in our society right now, a lot of guys who have become successful and quote smarter so that they can have their sexuality.
That's true. Yeah, I guess, right? Why do anything if it's not leading to fucking?
So like maybe half the comedians I know, most of the musicians I know, like they would not do it if it were not for the option of sex. So
they're smarter, but less of a go-getters. You say, well, happy day. Anyway, it's their day. Again, what you do to celebrate, I don't know. But congrats.
Maybe their options are bigger than yours because you can't even think beyond the one option. Right.
What else
and
would
I know
you
you're
do?
Saying that as a good
Drive
thing,
a car I fast? I mean, what else? What do you do when you're celebrating something?
Drugs. Everyone can do drugs.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I wonder if they love drugs more. All right. Anyway.
Keith is trying to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah. These things need to be talked about. But I know I shouldn't be talking about it. I should be talking to people who have no genitals about it.
No. What? See, that's where now. That's the line.
I don't know. I don't know what you can. I know. Say. Kanice, how is the romance department in your world?
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Like good enough to not celebrate today.
Yeah, good enough to not celebrate today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Is it a regular person? You keep seeing the same person. What's happening?
I've been seeing a particular gentleman, and he's all right. So we'll see.
Okay.
We'll
see. All right.
That's high praise from a comedian.
Yeah.
You know, because I think comedians are like, yeah, they're so funny. We have a lot of fun. I'm like, I don't know why, but that's red flags when it's a comedian.
Is it tough at all to describe like a bad set or a bad night out or a bad crowd? And the guy's like, in the end, who gives a fuck?
He works in entertainment, so he gets it.
Okay.
But he is not a comedian, thank God. So it's nice.
Okay. Fantastic. Yeah. I was, whether it was in your stand-up or an interview you did, I'm not sure, but I heard you like Bad Boys. Well, now you're more mature, so you like Bad Men. what makes somebody a bad boy that turn on for you? Not calling you back?
So not emotional terrorism like that.
Oh, okay.
Not like
all right.
Not being a monster.
Slapping you around? Like, or?
Wow. In the bedroom or outside? Because those are two different things. Right. Okay. I was like, the type of...
Location.
Yes. I don't know when it switched, but like now you can borderline abuse a woman as long as it's sexual. But the second like our genitals are put away, then you can't do any of those things. So like, there's like those are the rules. I didn't make the rules, but like if your genitals are out, then it's like a sex thing.
Right.
And it's okay. Yeah.
You think there's going to be a thing where like, a man slaps a woman, but then tells a joke and is like, it was part of this joke.
I mean, that there will be someone who tries it. Sorry.
Right.
Maybe that was Will's point. What are we making up? These are crazy scenarios. I thought we were waiting for the wills of the world to make it happen before we think crazy shit like that.
But what's a bad boy? Just a motorcycle?
Leather jackets, love them. Yeah. Guys who wear a lot of black, into it. Guys who are just like kind of cool, slightly sinister. Maybe they've got like thick eyebrows. I don't know. There's lots of things. And it all equals, ooh,
so like,
he's dangerous.
So an edge, but yes. not falling off the edge. But
not
like,
falling off the edge.
But like, you know, maybe you go for a walk. He's on the outer edge. You're on the inside, a little safe. And he knows to let go if he falls off. Because some real bad men will hold on as they fall off. You're looking for a guy who's like, if if he's falling off the edge, maybe he lets go. Maybe he's good enough for that.
Yeah.
I'm curious. I'm trying to think what bad boy stuff would be. Like if I'm walking with my girlfriend, I make her stand on the side that infers that she's a prostitute. That's bad boy behavior, right?
What side infers that a woman is a prostitute?
If they're on the side of traffic.
Oh.
They are most likely a whore.
A whore? Okay. Yeah. He stands in the between me and the street, which I like.
Okay, that's a good boy. Okay. All right. Before I've heard you talk about having panic attacks about life, and you believed you said at the time that it stemmed from your parents telling you have so much potential to do things, and you don't know if you're stepping up to your responsibilities. Is that correct?
Oh yeah. I mean that's a huge part of who I am as a person, is that as a kid, they were like, okay, you're going to get in the gifted classes. You're smart. You could do anything. And it's like, well, what if I don't want to do anything? And they're like, no, you're going to be like a president of something. And I'm like, that's a lot to put on. I'm a child.
Right.
I don't want to do that. I would like to have it, not an easy life, but one that is gentle and has room for like taking a moment or something. Yeah.
Like if you're playing with Legos or something, they should go, look, you can do that.
Yeah. That's a thing people do. Do you want to do that? I've had so many talks about this in the last couple of weeks, but telling me you can do anything, you should do this. I never really like figured out what I wanted to do until much later in life. So like, yeah, don't put what a kid needs to be onto them. Because that makes it so it's very hard for them to internally diagnose, what do I want in this moment? Okay, how do I continue with that? Does that make sense?
I think you did. Yeah, you did put the emphasis. Keith said you could do that. And thinking of that sentence in two different ways. One is seeing that a kid is doing it and going, oh, look, you could do that. And the other is you could do this, you could do this. And those are your options.
Yeah.
So I think it's the same sentence, but one imposes on a person that is still getting to know themselves, let alone you figuring out what their whole future is going to look like. You didn't enjoy that. Rather to be like, oh, look, that's what your interest has found.
Yes.
You can do that.
Yes.
Is there anything to girls being told that you could do what a man could do? You could be president. You could have a construction site. You could. And the girls think, yeah, why couldn't I? And it becomes something weird. Is there anything there?
Could be. We didn't grow up like that, so we don't have that experience.
Right.
I think maybe a new generation could be asked that because they might be having that. And maybe the in-between, you know, the newest generation, because they might just be, yeah, but there's still like the blue and pink shit. There's still gender reveal parties. That stuff still exists. So maybe I would ask a later generation than us, I think.
I would ask that, but also I really like the idea that, like, in addition to girls being told you can do everything that boys can do, boys being told, like, hey,
you could do anything for real.
You could do it. Like, hey, not only you could do anything, and when they meant that to young boys, they always meant, like, you can be president, you could be in the military, you can do this. But now, like, hey, you could also be, like, a sugar baby. Like, you could also be, like, relaxed and chill. And I would like to see how that continues to affect men. Just like, you don't, like, you know how you imagine a woman just like laying around waiting for you in some way? What if you were that for a lady? Like, you could just, you slide that across the table, see how the men react. Let's see.
You can be on OnlyFans, that kind of thing. Yeah.
I know some dudes on OnlyFans. Yeah.
See? Look at this. I was reading a story where two separate women found out, had OnlyFans, and they're being provocative on it, and saw that their dad was a subscriber. Ugh.
Do they know how long he'd been subscribed?
Here's one. Let's see. An OnlyFans star named London found out her father had subscribed to her channel and had been faithfully watching her saucy content on a monthly basis. She wrote, everything but nips, and then you pay extra for nips. You see the ass, then you pay extra for puss.
Oh my God, just Venmo her. Fuck.
Yeah. I thought it was just him trying to support her, but like, you don't have to, like, you could have subscribed to be like, hey, I know it's important to have high subscriber numbers and I want to support you in the way that my mom follows me on Instagram, but you don't have to look at it. This man looked at it monthly, regularly, and was like, yep, look at my baby. Look at my darling.
And you ready for his online name?
Yep.
No.
The Hottest Daddy.
Oh.
The E has a three in hottest, so it's a little clever.
What? The E has it? Hottest?
Right.
Okay.
No, it has a three, like the number three, just to be, you know, space age.
Just because the other one was taken, because he's a moron.
Me realizing the Hottest Daddy user was my dad getting all my contact from OnlyFans every month. I think I'm going to fucking vomit. One observer wrote, I hope you guys don't live under the same roof, to which London replied, what if we do? And wrote a skull emoji. So it sounds like they live in the same house, too. Does this mean he's a good bad dad or a bad dad? Somebody asked, because now you have to question everything, right?
What?
Sounds supportive to me, said a daddy defender. We love a supported father, chimed another.
What? You bang the babysitter and it's support? Like, I don't, are we calling anything support? Like,
in January, an OnlyFans model known as Carla Ramirez published a viral video shaming her anonymous father for not only subscribing to her sexy profile, but also offering to pay her money to play with herself on camera.
Good for her for shaming him. Is that bad to say? That was my initial response, and it just blurted out.
Yeah.
Because you're being something. I don't know if this is illegal, but it feels like it is.
When my dad, yes, my dad, has been buying my OnlyFans content through not one but two accounts and was a personal client of mine on both accounts for over a year, said Ramirez, who has 16.8 million views. And the only way I found out who he was is because he had called me to play with myself for $150, and I can hear my mom in the background talking on the phone.
No.
In a subsequent post, she claimed her father had been, quote, sexually attracted, end quote, to her since she was really young, and recounted several incidents in which the man sexually abused her during childhood. So she can't get away.
Holy shit. What is there some sort of rule here? Isn't that incest? Isn't that not incest? That's not the word. It's worse than that. What do you call it?
Sexual abuse.
Yeah. That's fucking weird.
Jesus.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. Oh. And I bet you the dads have friends. That's just the way the world works. Of course.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm surprised I don't have panic attacks reading the news.
Yeah.
Do you still have them, Kanice? Do you know how to control it now?
I do know how to control it now. I've gone to a lot of therapy. I also have pills. It's almost like a security blanket to walk around with, like, an Ativan all the time. Just to be like, okay, it's like my little – a friend referred to it as his pocket Ativan. But it's just like, yep, I know it's here. And that in and of itself calms me down a little bit. Like, hey, this isn't going to get as bad as it could because I have a solution right here in my pocket. And then I also do, like – kind of do you guys do this where you like check in with your body and you like you sit there and you assess like how do my feet feel right now, how do my legs feel, and kind of go from the bottom to the top, just like physically assessing how you feel, and it really does calm me down.
I tried that once and I realized, wow, everything hurts. So that was a bummer. Let me mention BetterHelp. How about that online therapy that Hemda uses and I use it? We're both big fans. BetterHelp is online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist. You don't have to be seen on camera if you don't want to, but I like it. I like the eye contact. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. So it's so convenient and yet less expensive than in-person therapy. Give it a try. See why over 2 million people have used BetterHelp online therapy. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. And by the way, if you think you have no problems and don't need a therapist, you need one extra. And if you're nervous, what they're gonna be able to, you know, get out of you, they're trained to do it. They got their questions. You'll tell them something. Believe me. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Keith and the Girl listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/KTG. That's BetterHelp.com/KTG. Now, the other day,
how could you be the only person who doesn't need help? Can you imagine the people around you who have to deal with you who thinks you don't need any help?
Right.
Fascinating. What a warm person.
Yeah, nobody. If you thought Will Smith was in the right, you might want to pick up a fucking phone. Jesus Christ. You don't know if hitting is okay in certain situations, like when someone talks to you on an ace list fucking show and you tout yourself like you're, you know, Oprah's twin. You might need some, you might need some help. The other day we mentioned that Louis C.K. won a Grammy. So this is 2022. He won a Grammy just the other day. The poll we put up regarding that show was, should Louis C.K. have been eligible for his 2022 Grammy win? I say no, by the way. Because you don't put him in the running. If it's a great fucking album, then it'll get out there anyway. And take a look at other people. Really? There were only five albums that year? There's not a sixth that's fucking amazing somewhere? There just isn't. Don't worry. You can, everything, they'll find a good album. Anyway, should Louis C.K.
How would you vote on this, Kenise?
I'd vote no. Fuck this guy. I just, like, I'm so tired of being a comedian, especially a female comedian, for 2 years. Every time anyone asked me about comedy, I had to speak about this man. He has enough press. Apparently being canceled has only helped him. I'm not interested in hearing more from him, about him. No, just, like you said, there are so many good comedy albums right now. Like, we have some of, I love doing comedy, but I love that I get to see the best people in the world fucking do this. And the idea that, like, no, let's continue to celebrate the same old guy as though we don't have options. Nah, fuck that guy. I'm sorry, no, thank you.
Absolutely. Well, the poll was, should he have been eligible? 22% say yes. 78% of our audience says no, he shouldn't be eligible. They're like, but art is art. I honestly think people don't know anymore what he did. Even though it's in one New York Times article, and then Louis said everything in that article is true. It's not hard to find out that he was jerking off in front of people and blocked the door sometimes of women trying to leave. And people really seem to be confused about that. Or maybe they just don't like to think about it so that they can just go on with their lives and there's no troubles. How you look at that, how you think, you know, Will Smith was wrong, but Louis C.K. is fine.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I think it has to do with when people are good speakers, they become your guru by accident, and that guru cannot fall from grace because no one has ever made you feel that way with their words. Because he expressed stuff about women, about being a man that we were nodding and laughing with. And how could this other side exist if he's not your villain? In a movie, a villain always makes the wrong choices, always says the wrong thing, always does you wrong. But in reality, the villain makes you feel the best. And then you realize what's happening. And that's very, very difficult. That's a blow to your head. And if you haven't wrapped your mind around like what anger is or what being a villain is or what being taken advantage of or who's the victim for real, if you haven't like sat there and thought about it, then you don't want someone like Louis C.K. who has the ability to make you feel that way to be that person. You don't want it.
And I know I brought this up before. It was crazy to me when Chappelle in his next to last special brought up Louis C.K. and saying, these women quit comedy because I'm going to talk out their dick. I see dicks all the time, these brittle ass bitches. It's like, what? And then people are okay with that. What happened to being a simpleton and you stand up for women no matter what? And you like to think you'd kill somebody if they jerked off in front of your wife and didn't let you leave a room. But I wasn't there.
Yeah, it's this fundamental lack of empathy where they like they can see themselves in that's terrifying to me, that they can absolutely see themselves in the position of being a guy jerking off in front of women and how like, oh, well, I would want to be forgiven in that scenario, but not a woman who is constantly under threat, truly trained from the moment she gets her period. Like, hey, rapety, rape, rape, rape. It's going to pop out at you. You got to think about this thing all the time. You're not safe. Just in case you didn't know, you're not safe. Like, the idea that you can't put yourself in the shoes of that woman who doesn't know, like, is this going to be the night that, like, shit goes super sideways and, like, I don't make it out of it? Like, you don't know. You just don't know. Like, yeah.
Or is it going to go kind of sideways? And yeah. Then I don't even have, like, that physical proof of it going, like, fucked up. I don't have a black eye. Nobody dragged me by my hair, so there's no hair, whatever it is. There's almost no evidence because you're sitting over there being completely innocent with your dick out. But if your girlfriend did that, if she took her pussy out and started diddling herself, would you call that cheating? Are you cool with that? Is that part of your relationship? Because it's interesting. Right. Because if somebody says something about somebody's woman, it's okay to hit them. How far are we going with that? Which one are you?
Right. Yeah. You know, it's weird just to keep going with the flow like nothing happened. You know, it makes me think of Anthony Cumia from Opie and Anthony. And I would think he's hilarious. Then he starts tweeting out, racist tweets that get him fired. When he was out and he says, I was out in New York City and I was just taking pictures of people. And then a black woman got in. And next thing you know, the word, you know, animals and monkeys is being thrown about. Then a video comes out.
I love how you wrap these scenarios.
Thank you.
Because I'm like, yeah. Honestly, that was all the info. And it like there's more, of course. And you can actually hear what he said. But I'm like, you know what? Because I do forget. Exactly what happens, because there's so many and so many.
I remember where I was. I was with Kat at the time and I was in a hotel. Amazing. And I couldn't fucking believe these tweets. So anyway, then you find out he's also abusive. And the video came out and I saw it with my own eyes that his girlfriend at the time was videotaping him. And he's coming up to her and very aggressively, and you hear him go, you're just treating me like a common N-word. Oh, I'm an N-word to you. You don't respect me. Oh, I'm just an N-word like five times. And then on Keith and the Girl, I would talk to a Rich Voss or a Jim Norton and go, hey, how do you still work with this guy after seeing this tape? And everybody says, oh, I never came across the tape. How did I come across it? How did you not come across your coworker and close friend? Say, how didn't you all pass that video to each other? And why aren't you looking it up now that I brought it up? Because I didn't invent it. It's odd to me. There's so many fucking comedians. It's okay if you lose one.
Yeah. Agreed.
This one has a lot of power. This one has a lot of promo power, has a lot of money power, has a lot of making your career power. This is your boss in a lot of ways. And I think people deal with that in offices also. Like they know their boss is a schmuck one way or another. And if they could look away, but I think we're finally at a place where it's like, I know you want to look away, but we're all looking at it and we're discussing it with you. So if you're looking away, you're looking away from this conversation as well. We're making it so that people have a harder time looking away, I think.
I feel like, and trust me, I know that in the 50s, things were not good for most people. But I do feel like there used to be this thing, and this is just by watching like how people presented themselves in movies, but like a Jimmy Stewart movie where it's like, no, you got to stand up for people. And like, yeah, that was like a thing that was like a part of masculinity. Like you get this respect because you have taken on the responsibility of like standing up for other people. Like that's the idea. I know that wasn't
but
really
that's,
happening.
No. The idea is exactly that, but they are taking on that idea because remember in the 50s when they were talking like that, they were talking to white straight men about white straight men. And that is what Jim Norton and Rich Voss were doing at that. You're standing up for your friend, right? You're going like, hey, this isn't his whole resume. You know, you got to work with this person. Like you got to be careful. In the 50s, they meant make sure that you take your own. And we all know what your own is. They're not talking about that. Stand up for women. The way men have stood up for women is for their own ego. They're not necessarily stand. So that's the kind of standing up that was preached in the 50s. So it's not really the thing that we want right now.
No, I guess what I mean is like, if somebody is doing something bad that you like do something about it, that it is as a citizen, as a person, it is your responsibility to say like, this bad thing is happening to this group of people and someone should say something. Someone should do something. I have a responsibility at the very least to be like, yes, I see that this bad thing is happening. Like, and that's probably not what was actually, that isn't what was happening in the 50s, obviously. But there was this idea that, like, you have a moral obligation to, like, stand up. And I feel like now it's like, well, I understand because it's so risky to do anything, so we all just do nothing. And I feel like that kind of attitude has been condoned in a way that makes me uncomfortable. Like, we all agree with, like, it's silly. I was watching a movie where, like, the main character does something cowardly and just totally, like, throws her friends under the bus. And in the movie, it's like, we get it. Like, it was hard for you. But I do wish that there was more of, like, a, no, you did a straight up shitty thing. Like,
was it Mean Girls when she literally pushes her in front of a bus?
Was it Wizard of Oz?
Did she push her? Or did she just, like, allow a bus to hit her? Like, I feel like that's murky. I, like, legally, I wouldn't have taken responsibility for that. I was like, you were standing in the street. That was on you. And I couldn't see the bus until it already hit you. Okay.
That's a fast moving bus. You might have a
That was a very fast moving bus. And I was like, I feel like case wise, we could charge the driver because there was a woman in the street and he didn't even pause. Like, that's
right. In front of a school.
In front of a school. He was going like 70 miles an hour and did not stop when a chick was standing right in front of his bus. Really? Okay.
It'd be funny. And then, like, white print on the black screen. Driver Johnson was sentenced to 3 to 5 years. He should be out on good behavior in 1 month. I'm seeing
it was Turning Red. It was very good. If you haven't seen it, Turning Red is great. Okay.
I'm
seeing here Britney Spears is saying that God is talking directly to her and talking.
Oh no, she has Will Smith disease.
The pop icon is blasting Justin Timberlake now for using her name on his debut album Justified back in 2002. Jesus spoke to her about those who betrayed her, including Justin Timberlake and her mother. Your mom, this is a quote from God, your mom had a serving with her book at the exact time when you needed her most. And for what? Fame and attention, end quote from God.
What? Like always, I need an interpretation for God.
Yeah, I'm not sure what serving means, but Jesus also told her of Timberlake, quote, your ex did the same thing, I guess using you for attention. He served with his first album using your name, claiming you did him dirty.
I mean, God's right. Yeah, Cry Me a River was about her. He got a lookalike.
Justin did you dirty.
that's the voice of God.
Yes,
I like
that
God speaks to her slowly and officially.
I mean, so it is a woman, but yes, that's the voice.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
It is straight up whack what your mother did. Oh, okay.
All right. Wow, I guys. Like Britney. I was
of course.
I was super there for the Free Britney movement. I followed her on Instagram, and then after like several twirl videos with like paragraphs long messages underneath, I was like, I'm gonna mute you. Like, I respect, but I have to mute this. I can't be a part of this.
Here's my tits. Like, I got a new cat. Okay, well, I'm happy for your cat, but you're naked by a tree for no reason. Okay.
Oh, God's voice sounds a lot like unprocessed pain and mental illness.
Right, right.
Now, usually God's voice sounds like that. We just haven't put those words to it yet.
Right.
But that's, if God is telling you about 20 years ago, your boyfriend did it, you know, yes, it was wrong, but 20 years later.
I'm really trying to change the minds of the Russian people. But let me say, quite whack of 2002 and Justin Timberlake.
I did feel bad for her when that video came out. That was that was harsh. So for those who don't know, Britney actually did cheat on Justin, I believe, with one of her dancers. Ooh. So it's like extra.
Ouch.
And he found out from him. So he put that lyric in there.
He found it from who? What's that?
Found out from him.
Oh, the dancer said. People,
you don't have to say what you did. I already know. I found out from him.
Well, back when music was music. You can take Neil Young and shove him up your ass. This is.
And in the video, it's obviously a person who answered an ad for a lookalike for Britney, dressed like her. And then I forget what happens in the video, but it's like,
he breaks into her house. He breaks into her house with the lookalike and videos having like sex acts on the bed. Like, that's the video of, like, hey, I'm a normal person. Buy my album also.
Wait, doesn't he show her a video of them doing it?
Oh, yeah. So, no. Okay. He gets another girl. So, that chick's, like, walking in, but he's already broken into the house, and he's with some girl who has dark hair versus the blonde hair, which is, like, the Britney lookalike. And they're, like, he's, like, holding a camera and, like, making out with this woman in, air quotes, Britney's house.
You guys, you have to see the documentary. Just go to... No, just the video. The video was shocking at the time because
yes, you cheated, but you were going through a lot. This guy is straight up whack.
God has a megaphone. I like it.
Yeah, uh-huh. He needs to be here. Yeah, the Holy Ghost fucks around with the megaphone. When are we gonna get the that Red Table Talk with Will Smith and Jada? The person who recently, back in 2020. Jada had an affair with, August Alsina. He put out a song that references that he fucked her. This is recent. And he's going to do a tell-all book, he's saying. This slap got him excited, and he knows that people are interested.
Fuck you. Fuck this guy. Fuck this guy. Fuck you. But okay. I don't know.
But I'll read the clip in the newspaper. But still.
I mean, I can't even understand if this was like an okay thing in there.
Will Smith is saying it wasn't okay. But if you ask him, hey, are you a cuck or what? He goes, no, we discuss everything. But on a Red Table Talk, Jada's show, where she can't shut up, it was clear that it was an affair.
It's her show. She doesn't have to shut up.
She doesn't, but you know, it's through Will Smith's production company. So there's more cuck going on than we even know about. Hey, I'm going to talk about an affair on you. And you sit there awkwardly like a dummy. Okay. Okay. And I'll pay for it. Okay. Good.
Wait, but why are we calling it a cuck if they're saying that their relationship worked it out?
But they did, but they're lying.
Okay.
That doesn't sound to me like they worked it out. He got a little heated the other day. I think it's all related. That's my guess.
Oh, Kenise, your face.
What do you think, Kenise?
That's a messy situation, and man, they can stop pulling us into it. I've had complicated relationships in the past. I did not have a show where we talked about it constantly and then aired our dirty laundry and had my... I'm sorry. I was also traumatized by the idea that, like, one of the people I'd slept with a few times would write a book.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, if a relationship goes, you know, for it to progress, I need a card from the other person, and then I can see how good of a rater they are. And if they're too good, it's over. You know what I mean? Because I don't need you writing a book one day.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you don't have to be a good writer.
No, there's a lot of bad books out here. You hire a ghostwriter, it is barely strung together sentences, and then you can make a couple hundred thousand.
And I certainly don't want a picture book. Yeah, there's no way to win.
Also, I think podcasts are, you know, the airing laundry capital of entertainment. But I don't know, now that means you're part of whatever we allow you to be a part of. So yeah. I don't mind the dirty laundry airing. It's just remember that you did that.
Yeah.
Kenise, you went to film school. Is this correct?
I did.
Do you keep in touch with movies nowadays? Do you have to see everything?
I used to. During the pandemic, it's gotten hard. Like, I had MoviePass and then the AMC version of MoviePass and would go at least once a week. But lately, it's been a lot less than that. Okay. I still do love movies, and I have my comfort movies that I just throw on in the background while I'm working because man, I'm in.
I do too. Yeah. I've seen so many things so many times. Oh my God. Rounders, I think I saw 20 times. I don't think I'm exaggerating.
Can you do card tricks?
Quote unquote. Oh no. Like, I should have learned by now.
Yeah, you should have learned something. I just saw the new superhero movie, Morbius.
I heard a lot about it. What were your thoughts?
Okay. So 16% on Rotten Tomatoes. It beats, in the bad way, the worst Marvel movie review was Eternals at 48%. This is 16%. I was so fucking bored. It's an hour and 40 minutes about that. At 40 minutes, I walked out
And I knew I have MoviePass too. And I knew someday, and I did, someday I'm going to walk past the theater again and I'll just pop in for the last hour. That's how I saw it. And nothing new was in that last hour that I didn't see in the first 40 minutes.
You saw it like it was Netflix?
Yes. I watched the way I want to watch and it was still soul sucking. I even, wow, I had a, this was two different days. I had a nap. I was refreshed and recharged and I only watched the second half and I'm like, oh God, it's draining my brain and soul and spirit. And I don't think I'm exaggerating.
Wait, now, I heard the 16%, yes. So I understand, but I just want to give Kinesa a little bit of perspective. He hates most movies. He loves going to the movies. Nobody understands it. He usually comes back with a negative result, but he will go on again. And if you make part two of the shit movie that he never liked to begin with, he will see it and he'll see 3, 4, and 5 as well. Now, that disease has gone down. Like, I don't know if he's taking vitamins or whatever. I think he can cut himself off at like 2 or 3 now. That's where we're at in That's life. Good. But just know, this is who you're talking to. Okay. Now,
there's also no superhero movie that I won't see. You know, they usually intertwine them. And I'm like, well, I gotta check it out. You know,
context,
Movie Pass went out of business because of him.
Yes.
Did you see
it? You know what? This is true. Movie Pass, the first time they ran it, it kept fucking up. And they would say, you email us your ticket, we'll give you your money back. And they were pretty good at that. And then I would say, still with that, you know, you might get embarrassed on a date or something, but it's still an amazing service. And a major shareholder of MoviePass, the official one, heard me talking about it on the show and said, we got to work something out. We love the way you're saying this. And I'm like, great. Hey, while you're here, I haven't been getting responses to my tickets. I'm like, oh, just send me the tickets. I'll take care of it right now. I sent them 40 fucking tickets. It was my retirement. He gave it all back and ran out of business.
Oh, my God.
I'm not saying it was me, but it wasn't not me.
I mean, people were using it as a way to go to the bathroom in Manhattan. Yeah. So like, yeah.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
Yeah. Oh. I was like, oh, I got to pee. I'm across the street from the AMC, boop, boop, boop. Or, yeah, just now I have a place to pee.
Or air conditioning, whatever. Yeah. A place to make out.
Take a nap.
Yeah.
I'm an idiot. I'm not a New Yorker. Take away my card. That is ridiculous. And you know why? Because I will hold my fucking pee and I don't consider. This is brilliant. Even if it was $50 a month, I have expressed that I will pay $1 US every time I can pee in a toilet in New York City that is clean and available to me. I will put in that dollar and zzz, it'll come out, zzz, whatever. I will fucking Apple Pay the shit out of that and pay whatever stupid 3 cents, 4 cents. What's the cents when I have to pay on a credit card? I will do that. I will get a pee pass.
New York City P Pass.
City, yes, like it's a city bike membership. I will get a P Pass if you have that. Thank you.
Yeah, my mom, rest her soul. She would.
She didn't die yet. Did she die? And you didn't
she
tell
can't
us?
Talk or anything, you know. So okay. There would be these bad. It's how I survive. So you had to pay like 10 cents in a lot of these department stores to use the bathroom. Later, they made it a quarter, and she would go out of her way to wedge something to keep the door open for the next person because she knew how unlawful this should be.
So, sure, yeah. In the country. In New York City?
Yes.
That's different.
Right.
Yeah, and if there are dedicated things, like, yes, your office still has a bathroom. Yes, the movie theater still has a bathroom. But Charmin did this one time. It was like a promo for them. They did it in Times Square. They took just for like a month or two, a temporary thing. It would fall under some event or whatever. And the entire space, and it was a bigger than all three of our apartments. And Kinesa, I haven't seen your full apartment, guaranteed. And there were 10 or 20, I think 20 stalls. And every time you went into a stall, someone would clean it. There's like 5 or 6 people just cleaning the bathroom after everybody, whether you peed or pooped. They're not even taking inventory. They're not even smelling. They're just doing it. And you just came in and it was just Charmin. You could take a picture with their stupid bear. It was like an Instagram fucking thing before Instagram.
Right.
And that was, I was like, please charge me and put these like their Chipotle all over the city and I will get a pass. P-Pass NYC. You're good with bikes now. I bike all day. Mm-hmm. Got to pee somewhere.
Yeah.
I'll pay $50 a month. You know what? I always do that. I'll pay $25 a month. Let's start negotiating.
Yeah.
Well, apparently I'm willing to go 50. But do you know why the Charmin thing, why they canceled that? It wasn't just because it was a short promo. The company Scott would come in and just shit all over the place and try to ruin it. Mm.
By the way, that's really rude to name your toilet paper Scott. It's already a name.
Right.
That's a name.
Yeah.
Come on.
So Morbius is a doctor, and he has some kind of disease that he can't walk and move too much. So he finds bats.
Is it alopecia?
It's alopecia. Slap. So so he takes bat blood, and that of course, that saves him. Okay? So now he has the powers of a bat. He goes, I feel like I'm super powerful. And then he starts flipping all over the place. You know, that's, you start jumping real high to figure it out, you know, and he figured it out. And then he goes, oh, and I have some kind of bat radar. And I'm like, okay, so you're moving so fast. How the fuck am I bored? Shitless.
Wait, what is your opinion on Jared Leto?
I don't know. I understand he might be a sexual creep, but I don't know. I've heard something. Is that true? I don't know.
I've heard it. And then today I saw on Twitter, it's like, no, I've been preparing for a role as a pedophile. But it's like, but you haven't been cast in the role as a pedophile. Like, it said on, like, Yahoo News. Like,
but did he get caught pedophiling? Is he like, I'm doing my research?
Yeah, like, I think that's what happened, because I saw other tweets like, yeah, when I was, as a model, 14, whatever, like, he asked several of my friends to go to his hotel room, da-da-da-da-da, like, a lot of stuff. And then, conveniently, the day after I see all those posts, like, I'm preparing for a role as a pedophile. No one's cast me in it yet, but I've just been preparing for it. And you're like,
huh.
Is wow. That,
huh. We're just using that as an excuse now for anything?
Right.
I don't know.
But I tell you what, this movie pissed me off almost as much as this pedophilia shit I'm hearing. Online, they put a scene from the movie. It's the transformation scene where he becomes this vampire. And if you see that for free online, you'd be like, oh my God, there must be so much better stuff they're not even showing, because you put the transformation scene for free. There's not. It's a trick so that you can think that. Also, in the trailers, Michael Keaton's in it. He was in Spider-Man playing the Vulture. It's like, oh, everybody loves Michael Keaton. He's not really in it. He's in the extra scene going, hey, Morbius, let's work together. He's not really in the movie. That is a lie. That is electric chair worthy.
Boy.
Yes.
I think 16% on Rotten Tomatoes is electric chair.
I also hate when superheroes fight themselves. So, of course, somebody else gets this gets the bat blood, and now there's two people flying around. And I'm like, okay, but you have the same fucking power. Somebody's going to get lucky and stab somebody in the heart. Who gives a shit? It's all like you turn into smoke and you fly around. So you're just watching a bunch of smoke for the most part. Once in a while, they slow it down so you see a punch or a scratch. But for the most part, you're just seeing smoke. Fuck you.
No, and you're saying to have the creativity to create a different superpower so that you can put rules on it,
yeah,
and make it work a certain way and fight in a different way. And
yeah, here's, you're just,
I'm already seeing this kind of punch.
You're just putting smoke into each other. Red smoke, black smoke, the end. This guy won. And what is it? I'd like to ask movie directors this. I want to take like a movie 101 course. But I don't care about, I already know about continuity. I don't care about the different kind of lenses. But what is it that you can start watching a movie and know right away it's going to suck because there's no passion? And not necessarily bad acting, just you just can tell, like, nothing's popping at all. It makes me think of, I know this is a weird old reference, but Total Recall I loved as a kid. Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sharon Stone. Then they remade it with Colin Farrell and Jessica Biel. And they both are just fine actors. But 5 minutes in, I'm like, there's nothing, though. What is that? Is it a switch on the camera? I'd be so pissed off. Directing. I make a whole movie, and then it's like, oh, I made it without passion. Because it's not the acting. Directing. What is it?
I think it's the directing.
Is it the angle of the camera?
I mean, the director gets ultimate say in what all that stuff is. And I think a great cinematographer can make what is not necessarily a compelling performance look much better. And great editing can really add to that. Right. But I think when it comes to movies that completely lack that passion, that's like, who is the person who's responsible for the overall thing? That's on the director, baby. Like, right. Nah, especially when it is two good actors and you're like, so this could have, like, these people have the skills, we know that, but they weren't told to do X, Y, or Z as according to some grand scheme that you have in your head. Like, so there was no grand scheme, just like a, it's going to be kind of like this. You didn't have the specifics of a vision to make it into that thing.
Right.
No, I'm sorry, this is a bad movie.
I could it's weird that I can tell 5 or 10 minutes in and, you know, and then be right because I keep watching and I'm like, yeah, what is it?
You better be able to tell something about movies at this point.
Thank you.
Holy shit.
I'm a pro.
You put a down payment on something with your refunds. I mean.
Kenda says, you know, hey, Keith thinks he likes movies. I do love the experience. And Kenda's like, why? If most of them suck. But most food isn't fucking amazing. I still go to restaurants. I still like it. But most food sucks.
I know, but it's so fun. The statistics, when just running your statistics, it's just fun. It's just, right. You know, how does this add up? And it's an accountant's nightmare. And I love bringing it up.
It's also tough being a reporter because it's my job to report on another superhero movie, you know?
Of course. Yeah.
But that takes up my free time.
What sure. Movies do you like?
Casablanca. Beginning and end of good movie list. That's the one.
Okay. Casablanca. All movies that aren't Casablanca are bad.
Casablanca and Jojo Rabbit.
And The Sixth Sense.
And The Sixth Sense. And okay. Lost Boys.
Lost Boys?
Yes.
From the 80s?
Yeah.
You didn't have Casablanca is older. I don't know how to break this to you.
Yeah. Don't tell her.
No, more so like with glittery faces and the vampires hanging upside down.
They weren't glittery.
They were glittery. I'll pull up a still right now. Those dudes, that is like, to me, honestly, mentally a prequel to Twilight with just glittery those vampires were.
See how
like that 80s cocaine glitter look. Oh, that look. That's what that was.
Oh my.
I think that's just sweat from the fucking high that you're getting. Well, on Keith's birthday, Kenice is going up against him in silent trailers, which is so movie related. And I have a feeling, Kenice, you're gonna fucking kill.
She seems to know. She studied it.
Yeah.
She studied
it. I hope I do well, or else they'll take away my degree. So, yeah.
All right. And that's what the production meeting is for, right? For that game with Kenice.
Yeah. We don't always use exactly the ones from that production meeting. Like sometimes we save it for a different one. Like, Keith, please, you don't know how production works. Okay.
Tickets for Keith and the Girl Week events are now just $2 for VIP members. Tomorrow, there'll be $4. Day after that, $6. See what I'm saying? Stop waiting. Get your tickets now. It's under your VIP account, keithandthegirl.com/VIP. And yes, Jeopardy tickets are sold out. You can follow us on Twitter and Reddit, get updates if there's any changes to that. But get your tickets now.
What is Jeopardy? What is it? What is this?
Keith and the Girl Jeopardy. Are you fucking kidding me?
So the people in the audience are going to play against Keith, and we're going to see who knows more about his life, Keith or everybody else. And one of the categories is going to be Clown Mondays. We used to do kids' parties. So I'm drawing from that era. That's just one of them. I know I want to have a silent trailers category as well, because that was fun the first time we did it.
Yep.
And there's going to be a bunch of categories. Come. Oh, sorry. It's sold out. I didn't mean to. Follow us on Twitter or Reddit, because if that changes, we'll make the announcement there.
Okay, it does make me giddy. Somebody wrote, hey, the tickets really sold out. I couldn't get it. I just, yes! Yes, I got it early.
See, I feel bad. I'm like, what can we do? And it's like, we told them. Okay, right. I know.
Right. Now, Kenice's album recording is July 22nd. All right? Follow Kenice online. She'll remind you, but mark it on your calendar right now. You're in for a treat.
Yeah.
Very, very funny stand-up comedian. I liked her every time I've seen her. That's the true story, Kenice.
Thank you very much.
Of course. Anything else people should know, Kenise?
On Thursdays, they should check out my show. It's called Make Yourself Cry, where I bring on a guest who I'm a notoriously bad crier. They show me what makes them cry to see if it makes me cry. Okay. So I may be crying on the internet, or I may be staring at someone as they describe the worst thing that ever happened to them and say, that sounds terrible, but I feel nothing. It's a different show every week. It's a different guest. So.
See, like, that's probably how asexual people feel. But like, just like, oh yeah, you can strip naked in front of me, but just so you know, I'm going to have the same response. It's nice that you have that body aesthetically. I am pleased, but you could be clothed and I'm going to feel the same way. So maybe you have a little bit of that empathy or lack of it.
Has that affected relationships? Like, I'm not getting enough emotion out of you?
Why, guys would love more emotion out of women?
Oh, right. They love it, right? It's a treat.
What? Can you please cry more, Kenise?
Yeah, it has not been an issue so far. Okay, I'm a straight woman. Okay, no one's been like, emote more, how dare you?
Or... Keith is projecting, clearly.
Right. She's a dream. great to see you again, Kenise. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me. This is lovely.
That's it, and we'll talk to you soon.
Girl.com.